two, please.
From the Interim Director of Human Resources, relative to reclassification of existing positions, reallocations of non-represented positions, advancements within the pay range, and all revisions to executive compensation positions. Recommendations to be implemented unless supervisors object.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. Human Resources is reporting three retitles and one reclassification this cycle.
Thank you. Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I'm not sure it matters if we object or not. We are, I guess, the County Board of Irrelevance. But anyways, under the reclassification report, I want to look to the economic development area. I don't know if somebody from ED is here.
It doesn't look like so.
Well, I have questions. Maybe this should be laid over until someone can come from that department. I don't know if it's fair for you, Ms. Richards, to answer for that person.
Supervisor Borkowski, Mr. Chair, I can't answer for that person, but if you have some general questions concerning the reclassification of this position, I would be happy to answer them for you.
Well, it's my understanding that this position is vacant.
Yes, sir, that is
so. Okay. So I'd like to know the rationale. We've got a vacant position, so now we're going to make a change in this position when we have the director of the department who's only been on, like, less than 4 months. So I'd like to understand the rationale, how we're all of a sudden changing, things in his department. And obviously, you know, department heads have some leeway, but this is also a big ticket item. And so the fact that nobody is here to speak on it, well, then you heard my question.
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. I just emailed Brian DeFore, Director of Economic Development, to see if he could come down. He was in his office as I left, so hopefully he will get that and be able to come down and give you more specific thoughts on this position. But my general understanding of the desire with this position is that there is some expanded roles that we would like to explore with working with municipalities on economic development, and this would allow us to hire a person who has some larger breadth and depth of experience in doing high-level economic development work and work in collaboration with the economic development director.
Well, I have significant reservations. That position has been, it's almost like musical chairs. And what is the productivity out of that department? Okay, now all of a sudden we're going to have an opening and we're going to be changing, and we're going to make a significant change as far as the dollars, okay? I'm just asking for some justification.
I'm confused on how you want me to quantify productivity. If there's a variable that I could measure and address, I'd be happy to try and do that for you.
I will say that from what's come out of that department and the lack of productivity, I find it very strange and curious that now we're going to do something that, I don't know, magically we're going to increase this position so much. I guess the other thing that bothers me is that there was a person in that position. That person, I'm not exactly sure why that person left. I absolutely have no confidence in that department.
There we go. Just to quickly address the confidence aspect, I think that we have the county executive is really excited about having a economic development that has greater depth and ability to kind of do some bigger results on behalf of the county. And I think that this position would allow us to start to have some of those larger conversations, but I'll let the economic development director address it as well.
Supervisors, this just a point of clarification. When we are evaluating employees, we are not looking at the incumbent. This is a position that is being studied based on the duties and the minimum qualifications of the position.
Thank you. Mr. Tafora.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
You have some clarification that you can add as far as why this request is being made. And I'll note for people who don't have the paperwork in front of them, it's the reasoning given, it's a $12,000 annual increase, almost 13, and the reason given is it says change in duties. So maybe you can tell us what those duties were and what they are going to be. And if you don't mind, I'll throw in one quick question. And there has been some changes to the county executive's proposed budget in the economic development area. And will those affect the need for this position or the need for the duty change to this position?
Yeah, great. Good morning. Thank you, Chairman and committee members. Brian Tafora, Director of Economic Development. Yeah, currently, our economic development department, we really don't obviously have one. I'm the only person here, and I obviously just read a report yesterday. I mean, DCD has 104 people. The county has one. It's just myself right now. And it was an economic development specialist. I was hoping with the reorganization we would be able to have an economic development specialist and an economic development coordinator. Due to budget constraints, I couldn't have two positions. I was only allowed one. The economic development specialist was a very there wasn't a lot to it. There wasn't a lot of duties. It wasn't very helpful for economic development. I needed some. If I was only going to have one person in there, I needed someone with much more background, history, classification, much more duties, someone who has experience in economic development, working with municipalities, someone who can reach out to the 19 municipalities a little bit more. I mean, again, I'm one person. I'm trying to do a lot, but I need help, and I need someone with substantial background. And so that position needed to be reclassified from an economic development specialist to an economic development coordinator. And so there's just one other, and so all we're asking is just for one other person in economic development so we can have a total of two, so we could kind of see, at the economic development goals of the county executive as well as this county board.
I said prior to you coming in that I personally don't have any confidence in your department, and I guess I have to accept your rationale here, and I can only say prove me wrong.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to respond. If Chairman Supervisor, I respect and appreciate your comments. When you say you don't have any confidence in the department, you're saying me. I have 10 years of investment experience. I've worked at Strong and Northwestern Mutual. I had a Series 6, a Series 7, a 63, and a 66. I started two businesses. I started the Wisconsin Business Council. Started with 10 members, grew it to 40 in 2008 in the biggest downturn. So I got quite a bit of business experience and economic development experience for my past. So to say that I'm happy to try to prove you wrong, all I'm saying is I need help. I need more than just one person in economic development to foresee that all of our goals are met. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman. Go ahead, Supervisor, you still have the floor.
Yeah, well, Mr. Tafora, obviously you got the votes for confirmation, so you came to the job with some credentials. My point is that this department has been very, very poor in the last couple, two, three, 4 years as far as any kind of real estate sales, any kind of economic development. I've heard the touting of, the collaborative work of the city of Milwaukee, which six months into the tenure of the county executive Avely, I still don't see any fruits of that labor. So my point is what this office has done for Milwaukee County, not so much what you have, but what this. I've been here a long time, and Every year we tell economic development, and I'm growing old by the day, so that's where I'm coming from.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other questions or comments by the committee? Supervisor Schmidt?
Sure, I'll weigh in just briefly, and that is we didn't have an economic development department. I think that's been partially the problem we saw in the previous administration where that was not made a priority. We didn't even have an economic development director or a department. So while I've made criticisms of this administration too, and we all have our pluses and minuses, I would say that we won't get any economic development unless we prioritize it. At least I've seen from this county executive the fact that hiring Mr. Tafora, and we need to get something going. It's been a very difficult market. We all realize in the last few years not much has been going on. I too am hoping for results, although again happy to see. We used to, you know, put the land sales figures. We have what, 5 or 8 million in the last couple of years, and we didn't even have an economic development director. We had no way to gain that money. That was a hole in the budget all the time, and I'm glad we don't do that anymore. We got to be careful, though, to make sure that we don't budget those monies, and this county executive didn't. So I will say that on a positive note. And there's things out there we do have going, and I hope Mr. Tafora, and the proof is in the pudding. But now, and we had some differences in finance about how the Economic Development Department will run, but I think we are united in the fact that Milwaukee County does have a role to play in economic development without question. And we have some lands. We have Park East. We have UWM. We have other areas, and we have to look at buildings and, you know, to help on our budget, and we need to sell some more or lease some more. So I'm hoping to see some results under your administration, and we need to help out in that area at least. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate my colleague's concerns with regard to the past performance of the economic development people here at the county. Perhaps as a relative newcomer, I have a slightly different perspective without the benefit of the decades upon decades.
Grizzled veteran.
He did have
go
hair.
Ahead,
he
go
did
ahead,
have hair.
Newbie.
Thank you. Thank you, oh, experience and wisdom to help.
Yes. Remember that before you speak. Go ahead.
No problem. Mr. Chairman, sir, what I'm saying is if we do not prime the pump a bit, how do we expect to get much out of it? If we leave it as a vacant lot, well, I retract that. I'm sorry, I was going to make a bad analogy there. But no, I'm just saying, if we put nothing into it, if we put no investment in, how do we expect to get a return? If you put no money in, do you hope that people will just come in and say, hey, that looks nice, can I have that? I think we need to have professional development staff working on this. So, thanks, sir.
Thank you, Supervisor. Ms. Richards, can you just tell us the difference between the pay ranges from the 26M currently to 32M?
The total dollar amount?
What is the range in the 26M versus the 32M?
Mr. Chairman, pay range 26M is roughly $49,000 up to $56,005, and 32M is roughly $62,000 up to
Thank you very much. Any other comments on this particular item or anything else on the other reports included in item two? Thank you both very much for coming and speaking to this issue. I think we can move on to